Welcome to the Perfectly Sane Show, episode 194. I am Chris, as always, joined by Tony.
61!
And Jeff.
Hi.
The 61 what, Tony?
61 is the beer that I'm drinking.
Why is it called 61?
Well, I believe because it's based off the Dogfish Head 60 Minute with an extra ingredient. So they call it 61.
An extra minute.
Yeah, it's actually brewed from grape must, which is what they make wine from. So it's kind of like a beer / wine.
Mm.
It's delightful.
Interesting. And you seem to like it, so...
61!
A lot. played some games. Tony, why don't you tell us what you've been up to?
I've played a lot of Titanfall.
Yeah?
I finally regened.
Yeah?
And now I'm like... You know, I was like, okay, I'm going to leave Titanfall alone for a few days and play some other stuff. And then I went right back to Titanfall the next night. So I'm like level 14 now in the next gen. The new challenges, the challenges to make Gen 3, mm-hmm. are like right up my alley too, just like you were saying.
Yeah, the shotgun and the
40 millimeter.
Yeah.
The matchmaking works a lot better now though, I think. They actually moved the beta into actuality for like all the game modes now. That happened today.
Yeah.
So
did you test any of that out? Because it seemed to be taking a longer time to get in.
In the beta, it did. Yeah. Tonight, I feel like I got right in though.
Okay.
And it didn't do the thing where like it says connecting and then like sends you back to the screen and then it says connecting again.
Well, that's
repeatedly.
Good.
Yeah. So it seems to work more smoothly.
The intermission times are long as it is, so when you get stuck with some of that stuff, it's like,
Right. I was thinking, so I saw my playtime the other day, which at that point was like 19 hours and 30 minutes of actual gameplay time, and not, like, that doesn't count the time you spend sitting in the menus.
Right.
And I know if you factor in the time I spend sitting in the menus, it's like 2 days total.
Wow, yeah, I'm sure.
So, you like spend more time like waiting to get into a match because the matches go really quick.
Yeah, they're generally about, you know, between 5 and 10 minutes long.
I just had an attrition match I was playing a little while ago that was only like 5 minutes.
You were. Good team.
Yes, despite the matchmaking, we just annihilated the other team really quickly.
Well, the way that they said the matchmaking was going to work was it doesn't split teams up. It just, I guess it's kind of like a rank system where if you do good, you get like a +1, and if you lose, you get a -1. So those people drop into a different tier. The +1s. Move up, and the more you win, the higher you kind of placement on that ladder is, and the more you lose, the lower on that ladder. So you should be playing, you know, people that are either losing or winning to even it out. Seems like it might work well.
Sure. It also seems like everybody will end up at a point where they're like, I guess if you play a lot of matches, then you should win like half at the end.
Right. I mean, I mean, that's what Bungie tried to do with Halo was, you know, you should be winning half of your matches. You should be winning half and losing half. Like, which where there were people early on, that guy who won the, not won, but he hit Gen 10 first.
Right.
He had like a 96% win percentage. Like,
my God.
Right, like you're just never losing.
How do you do that? I don't understand.
I don't know. I guess if you're playing with a team of people,
right,
and you're very good at first person shooters, like they weren't matching you up, and you could earlier you would go on streaks where it would be you would win like a long slew of them, or you would lose a long slew of them, unless you backed out and joined a new team. I guess this is supposed to kind of eliminate that, so.
Gen 10. I guess he must have just been playing with the same guys over and over and over again.
Crazy, right?
Yeah.
He did it very quickly, like.
It was like 2 weeks and it was done.
Something like that. It was nuts.
I'm like, oh, I made Gen 2, yeah!
Yeah.
I made it on the day before the last possible day.
To get the
challenge.
So you did it like March 30th. Cool.
But I did make it.
Jeff, have you played more Titanfall?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, I played a little today, and then probably a match or two here and there. I really haven't played shit in the last week. So.
That's what Titanfall's good for, though, is just jumping in, playing a couple matches, and backing out.
I keep telling myself that. I'm like, all right, I'm just going to play a match or two, and then I'm going to go do something else. And then I'm like,
you just get sucked in for an hour.
Five matches later, it's like, oh, damn it. I got to play another one now. I'm almost
then you start looking at the bar, and it's like, I'm only like 6,000 points away from getting my next level. And if I get this challenge and this challenge, I'll do it.
I think my thinking on this gen was, okay, I gotta get to the point where I can start customizing my Titan, because I hate all of the preset loadouts.
Yeah, it's what, that level 10?
I think that's level 10, yeah.
Yeah. Because the preset loadouts for the Titans kind of suck.
Yeah, because I like to have the auto-eject, which also cloaks you when you eject.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the nuclear explosion.
Me too.
Tandem.
I fucking love it.
Combination.
You're like so far above everything, you see it like all exploding. And it shows you the people you killed. So great.
People are getting really good though. Like I've noticed that they're not falling for the nuke thing anymore. Where
right.
Like if you eject out, they're backing off as quickly as they can with their boost.
Yeah, but if you want a trick. If you use smoke, right before your Titan's about to get taken out, they can't see you.
Mm.
So they can't tell you're doing that.
That can do something. Like that one.
I also try to, like, if I notice my Titan starting to go down, I try to, like, maneuver myself where their Titan is, like, stuck in a corner.
Yeah.
And they can't get away from the explosion.
Right.
And just, like, start punching them and shit, so, like, they kind of, they're, like, fighting you. Like, they don't really have a lot of time. Like, I guess if you did do, you know, the little boost thing to get away, you could, but.
I mean, you don't want to get that close, though, where you're punching them, because then they can just rip you out before you have a chance to.
Right.
Yeah.
It's interesting to see how the tactics are changing.
Evolving.
Yeah. Now I see a lot of people playing with smoke because it discourages the people from rodeoing you.
Yeah, I started doing that too. It's hard not to, like, and actually people have gotten better at rodeoing, so they rodeo and then they get off when they notice you dismount your Titan.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I've also noticed people like hopping onto your Titan and then immediately hopping off, hoping you get out.
Right. Yeah, it's like you jump on and you get that little, like, that kind of warning sound that somebody's on top of you and, then you're like, oh god, if you don't have smoke, you're like, you have to get out, because otherwise they're going to rip you apart really quickly, and you just jump out, and it's, you're dead, because they've already positioned themselves ready to shoot you.
Yeah. Did you guys see the videos I uploaded to the site?
I did.
Yeah, one of them is me actually letting the guy rodeo my Titan on purpose, so I could eject.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Did you play anything else?
I played a little bit of Galactic Civilizations 3. Actually, what else? I was just playing.
So lay it on us, because that game right now is in the Steam store for $100. And it's an alpha, right?
Yeah, that's the copy I have, too, is the $100 copy. I didn't.
Right. They sent a code.
Yes, this is a preview code, I think. But so, Galactic Civilizations 2 is the game that everybody always forgets about. Like, they They always talk about Masters of Orion 2 as being like the ultimate like space exploration and civilization building game. And then they're like, we're waiting for the next game in that sequence. And Galactic Civilizations 2 was almost as good. And this is the sequel to that game. And I was really excited for it. So basically you start off as, well, when I was playing, I started off as Earth, and you've just discovered hyperdrive, and this means you can, like, start flying your spaceships around the galaxy and exploring planets and expanding your civilization. It's a pretty, the gameplay is pretty standard turn-based 4X. You explore and then found your planets, you build up your planets, you build up massive fleets, and then, destroy the enemy planets. The cool thing is that you have customizable fleets. So you can design the ships that you build, like from every aspect, like how big they are, what they look like, what weapons they carry, what armor they have, what engines, and it gets really I won't say complicated, but there's a lot of elements to the customization. So you really feel like the ships that you're flying around are yours. And then when you get into battle, you can, like, watch your ships go to work, and it's really cool to do. And they've added some – I haven't gotten that far into the comment, but they've added a lot to the combat to make it more interesting, and it's not just, like, sitting there and watching it happen now. They've given, like, some command options, which is cool. But it's one of those classic series that among, like, strategy gamers that people are really glad to see back. I'm excited to get into more of it. I was a little worried, though. I ran it on my laptop, and this message popped up saying, like, your video card is old. You might want to update your drivers. I'm like, oh, my God, can I not run this? but it did actually work, and it looks really good. So I'm excited to get further into it, see how it really is. But it is only an alpha. It's probably not going to hit, like, full release till like, July or August. But I'm really excited. If you've seen my top 10 list, which you have, it's like number 2 on my list for the year. So I'm excited for this game. A lot of fun.
Anything else?
Not really. I think that was it. Lots of Titan. I can't put Titanfall down. This is my problem. I have all of these games to play. And it's like, I just want to play some Titanfall.
Jeff, what have you been up to?
Like I said, not much. I don't think I've played much of anything. I think I'm still in the same area in Souls 2 as I was last week, so gives you an idea of the amount of gaming I've done in the last week.
Did we just lose Jeff?
I think Jeff just disappeared.
Oh, hello?
Oh, wait. Yep, there you are.
Where did you go, Jeff? Where did you go?
Did you hear what I said, or?
The end of it just cut out.
Weird. Okay. No, I said, like, you know, like I was saying before, I really haven't gotten to play much in the last week.
Right.
At all. I think I'm still in the same area of Dark Souls that I was last week, so.
You're just not committed.
I guess
if you haven't played 20 hours of Dark Souls since our last podcast, then you're out playing it, right?
Yeah, apparently not. Yeah, I haven't really played shit, so. Maybe a couple hours of Dark Souls and just a little bit of Titanfall. I don't know. Maybe I'll get time for that. That's probably all I'm gonna be on for, like, at least another month or more.
Yeah, it's a little light from now until, like, mid-May or so.
Speak for yourselves.
Well, I mean, there's Lego Hobbit, yes, and...
No, there's strategy games, like...
Well, yeah, for you.
There's another expansion to EU4 coming out. Let's see. The Warlock 2 comes out.
So Tony has lots to play.
I have lots of games. I'm set. I don't need any more games for a long time.
I will be putting lots of time into Titanfall and Dark Souls, I guess, for like the next.
Yeah,
that's a stretch, dude.
What a horrible fate.
I know.
Let's play this really good shooter and this exceptional RPG.
Yeah,
it sucks.
God damn it! I wish there was new shit.
I am kind of starting to get a little excited for. Dogs and Mario Kart, though. Like, I'm kind of watching trailers on them and shit.
Yeah, those come out on the same day? Is that...
same week.
Yeah.
I think Mario Kart might come out that Sunday. That seems to be when Nintendo likes to release shit, so.
Mario Kart looks really good, and then Watch Dogs, they released a, like, Rockstar-style trailer for it, where it's like, you know, it has, like, the narrator and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh. Man, it made me really want it.
I'm hoping that game turns out good. Like,
yeah.
I'm sketchy on it, but still hope it turns out good.
I will say that Chicago looks pretty awesome in it.
Oh, man, you know what comes out in May, too, now? No. Tropico 5.
Mm.
Oh, yeah.
Another strategy game.
Good punk. Jeff can't play it yet, though.
Yeah,
he'll be able to play it until later this year.
I can wait.
Is it coming to 360, Xbox One, or?
I don't think it's coming to Xbox One, or it might be coming to PS4.
Hmm.
Anyway, I know it's coming to 360 and PS3.
Okay.
But I'll be playing it on PC, so as God intended.
So I played some Titanfall as well, but talked about that. So, I also played four other games.
Dear Lord.
I picked up Infamous Second Son after I finished up Diablo 3's expansion. I don't know about that game. That's, it's Infamous. It's more Infamous.
Just like the last one.
Yeah. Though Delson isn't quite as I think he's a better character than Cole. The story is more intriguing. Seattle's a nice looking city, but it still suffers from a lot of the same problems that like Infamous 2 did, and Infamous 1 as well, where traversing the world is very sticky. Like, Delson sticks to everything. Like, if you're near a pole and you jump, he kind of just clings to it. Everything is layered, so if you are on a ledge or an enemy is on a ledge, you can hit them, like, with a melee attack or your ranged attack, but if, you know, when you get them to a point where you can knock them out, so you can either execute or subdue them. That stuff doesn't work unless they're on the same plane as you. So if they're on a car hood and you press triangle to subdue them and you are on the ground, it does not work.
Whoa.
Yeah. There's some like weird graphical glitches where things just look awkward. Some of the animations are weird and I've only gotten the smoke power so far, which is kind of cool, I guess. It's okay. It just makes moving around the town is very slow at this point, because he's not very fast with the smoke power. I'm currently tracking down the second power, which is Neon, and that looks like it's going to speed things up a lot, which might make traversing the city a little more fun. I mean, it's just very repetitive. Like, there are zones, and you have to take over those zones, lower them down to a certain percentage, and then it sets up a kind of a showdown moment. And if you do that, you kind of clear the DUP, which is this anti-conduit task force. You clear them out of that neighborhood in the city. And there's like a bigger ongoing story, but it suffers from what I call Mass Effect 3 syndrome, where you're doing all this other stuff and your main goal kind of should have some urgency to it, but I don't feel that anything's being rushed along, so it's very weird.
It's like in an RPG where they're like, oh my god, the world is ending, you have to go do this immediately.
Yeah.
And you go off and do a bunch of other stuff, cause there's really no ticking clock.
Yeah. Exactly. It's really, really weird, like, and it's, like, they encourage you to kind of clear out these zones, cause you know, you have to get the shards, and the shards, you know, give you the upgrades, and it's just like, you want to get back and help out your, you want to get through the main storyline, because you're trying to help people, your tribe, I guess you're part, Indian or whatever, but, it's just like, alright, well, to do that, I need to do all this other tedious stuff, and it's not moving along with any speed, so. It's okay. I don't dislike it. It's just not, it's not the be-all, end-all of, big-name games. It's kind of another, a little bit of a disappointment on the PS4.
Well, it's something to play on PS4.
It is. I've turned my PS4 on now, and I've played 5 hours of it. But I'm not, like, rushing back to turn. Like, I'm not like, I gotta sit down and play this. Where I'd rather just be like, yeah, I want to play more Titanfall. Just different types of games, but...
Yeah.
Whatever. So, there's that. I also played Episode 2 of The Wolf Among Us and The Walking Dead Season 2. Both are very, very good. I think I'm liking The Wolf Among Us more. Jeff wasn't really sure about what that was. It's kind of, you play the big bad wolf, alright, but everybody, it looks human, because they're all using magic or whatever to hide themselves. It takes place in, like, a suburb of, not a suburb, like a neighborhood in New York City, though, and it kind of plays out like a murder mystery, where you are doing... You're investigating stuff, you're interviewing people, and it works really well for Telltale's style of game that they've created with the Walking Dead and this one here. It's very, very well done, very well written. There's a great twist at the end of Episode 2 that I really like, so.
And Episode 3 comes out, what, next week?
Yeah, which is why I was like, I should probably play that.
Oh, has it been out for like a while and shit?
Yeah, it came out, in February.
Okay.
So, which I mean, that was 4 months after the original one came out, so I'm hoping they're back onto their schedule of one every other month, because that would be nice. they've also shortened the episodes, too, though, because both Walking Dead and The Wolf Among Us were about 90 minutes per episode, and I remember... season one of The Walking Dead, where some of those episodes went on for 2 hours or more. And, they've shortened it. They've definitely tightened up the writing and sped things up. Walking Dead, still feel a little weird playing as Clementine, but, they've worked out some of those quirks. Sometimes when they're asking you questions, I just like to not answer at all. like, just not give an answer. And, like, because it kind of makes sense for, as a kid, like, alright, she's a little bit older than, like, mentally than she is, you know, in reality. She's a smart kid, she's been through a shit ton of stuff. But, you know, when these adults are, like, asking her input on stuff and, like, asking her to choose between two people, it's like, I don't want to do that. I'm going to sit here and, like, as Lee, you kind of, like, you would have gone in and you would have made a choice. You wouldn't have just sat still. And but as Clementine, it's like, I don't know.
She's all grown up now. She's just like Carl.
I hate Carl.
Carl got us in the butt near the end there. I was like, oh my god.
Yeah.
Spoilers.
If you have not seen the final episode of Walking Dead TV show.
I can't believe they did that.
And they went dark that episode, but
they put those, you know, my opinions on the show kind of go back and forth, but they put those characters through hell a lot of the time.
Yeah. One other thing about The Walking Dead season 2 the Telltale game. Some of that stuff from, what was it called, 400 Days? Was that the, some of that stuff is starting to pay off.
Oh, interesting.
You start to see some characters, mixed in.
Which I won't remember because it was a fucking year.
Well, just... you'll remember the one because, as soon as she came on screen, I was like, I remember her.
Really?
Yeah. So you'll remember the one that comes up. And some other things happen that are interesting as well. So some nice twists and turns that they're doing with The Walking Dead. Last game that I played was Hearthstone.
Oh, yeah.
So I played Diablo, and Blizzard now has a launcher for their games, and all of their games are listed right there. And it's been telling me I should play Hearthstone. And it's right there on the bottom, so I installed it because I had bought the collector's edition of Reaper of Souls. It came with some free card packs, so I put the code in for that. And I wasn't thinking, like, oh, I'll play this for... I'll just jump in and try it. Ended up playing it for 2 hours. It's very addictive. You don't have to spend any money if you don't want to. There are 9 different decks, I guess, to work with. And as you play, you gain experience. And when you hit a certain level, you'll get new cards for that deck that you're playing. And winning or completing daily challenges or whatever gets you gold that you can then spend in the store to buy new packs as well. It's very, very smartly done. It works really well. It's kind of like Magic, except, with Magic, you had to play, like, mana cards, like, oh, I'm gonna put two swamps down or whatever, because I have cards that play off of swamps. The way it works in Hearthstone is you start out with 1 mana, and each round, you gain 1, so up to a max of 10. So by the end, you're playing, like, really powerful cards. Or you can play like a bunch of really low level cards. I beat one person. I guess I played 3 matches online. And I beat 1 of the 3. I came up against 2 other dudes and they just slaughtered me.
This is what I hear a lot of people just going on and just dying.
Yeah, because they're and but both times I lost against I guess it was a necromancer or something like that. Where the special power that they have just kind of generates minions on the table for you, and you can play that every round, and sometimes those minions that they're creating have buffs, and so you're fighting like an army of like 7, and you're trying to do it with your like low level deck or whatever. This isn't working very well, but when I got paired up against somebody that wasn't using that deck, it was fun. Also because I won, so.
Winning is better than losing.
Yeah.
In fact.
Yeah. And it's evidently out on iPad in Canada, Australia, and New Zealand right now, so it should be coming out on iPad for everywhere else soon. And I'm hoping that my, like, progress and everything just transfers over, because that's where I would play that game. Although I did play it for 2 hours on the computer, so. That's it, though. So. Next week, we have, are you playing Lego Hobbit? Are you getting that?
I will. It doesn't come out till Friday, though.
Oh, okay.
but I should have, like, the new Total War expansion. Get excited.
Jeff is excited. Yeah. And I'll be playing Kinect Sports Rivals, whatever that.
That's right. That comes out on Tuesday, doesn't it?
Yeah. First big Kinect game for the season.
Ooh.
I like the first two, so.
I thought Rise was the first big Kinect game.
I guess. you could yell at your computer, at your Xbox One, and have it do things for you. Like, shields up or attack over there. Did you use any of those when you were playing the game? Because they were really stupid.
I did use the one that told them to fire the arrows.
Mm.
You know, I probably used all of them, though. It was just quicker than actually pushing the button. Like, your troops would respond faster to your voice, and okay. They would respond to the control.
I just found myself, like, I could press the button. Yeah. So what do we got for news? Some stuff happened this week.
Yeah, a few things happened. I guess some sad news. GameSpy technology is being shut down. They were bought by Glu Mobile. It's a multiplayer, it actually provides multiplayer functionality for a bunch of different games. A lot of developers are scrambling to find either a new technology or just letting their services end. It's the reason why, multiplayer for the Wii and DS, which used the GameSpy servers, is now gone. Because there is no more GameSpy. But as of May 31st, it will no longer exist for any of it.
That's kind of a shame. It's been around for a long time. I don't play anything on the Wii or the DS that needs multiplayer, though, so...
Wait, the Wii U's? Wait.
No, the Wii. Wii.
The original Wii.
So if you were if you were hopping in to get some multiplayer Mario Kart going, you're totally fucked. Stuff like it's mostly smaller games because you know everybody else runs their own servers.
Right.
So I feel bad like for Bohemia Interactive, which makes Arma 3, which just came out a little while ago.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Arma 2, which was the game that stupid mod that everyone
DayZ.
DayZ, yeah. They use that service for their multiplayer.
Oh, so that's done.
So you won't even be able to play Mario Kart on original DS anymore, huh?
No.
Not online, no.
That's, there's one on DS2.
Yeah, Mario Kart 7 came out on 3DS.
But you know the regular DS one was.
That was the better game.
That was a great game.
Yeah. Oh well. The new one's coming out. The new one looks really good actually. Like I was watching videos of it earlier today. Looks promising. It's kind of sad that I'm excited for a Mario Kart game, but that's how desperate it is here on Wii U.
Yeah. It's been a while.
Well, this is why you got an Xbox One, so you could actually get new games.
What games are there?
Didn't we just list a bunch of them?
You had Titanfall.
Haven't you been paying attention, Jeff, to the rest of the podcast?
Not really.
No. God damn it. Stop playing Dark Souls. What are you doing?
I'm playing Titanfall, actually.
Titanfall is distracting. I could be playing right now, and I'm not, because I wouldn't listen to what we were saying.
I don't really care how well I'm doing, so...
That's the other thing, is that my KD ratio is really good now. It's like the first time it's been positive. I don't know what to do. I wouldn't want to, you know, play poorly.
What I like, though, is that it's not right there in your face, whether
right.
you're good or bad. It's not like you kind of
you
have
could
to
just ignore it if you want to. Yeah.
You got to go through like two levels of menus to get to where it is. So.
I just like going like back to it because it tracks it by match too. So you go back through your last like 10 matches and see them all there. Like, oh look, that match I had a kill death ratio of 52-1.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It also tracks it like versus humans versus
mm-hmm.
in general.
Yeah.
Like as long as I am killing more than I am dying, I'm happy. And by killing more, I just mean everything.
Doesn't matter.
Any other news?
Oh yeah. Amy Hennig, who was let go by
Naughty Dog. Yeah.
In some sort of controversial release, has been hired by EA's Visceral Games to work on the new Star Wars game.
Woo!
I am happy about that.
Sounds promising.
Oh, well,
yeah.
we know that she knows how to write characters.
Right. Which is, you know, something that Star Wars has suffered from for a long time.
Yeah.
So.
Certainly the Star Wars games. Like, I mean, I didn't dislike, what was it, Force Unleashed?
Yeah.
At least the first one. I thought that one was okay. Like,
yeah, the first one had good gameplay, but not...
The story was like, this is kind of dumb.
Yeah.
Like, cause it was trying to, it, like, took place right before A New Hope, and, like, when you were stealing the, like, you know, that whole thing where A New Hope starts, and, you know, Leia had gotten the transmission for the Death Star plans, and she props them into R2-D2. Like, that's that whole time frame, like, right before that. And then, like, if you choose the dark side, it just makes this alternate history where you kill the entire Rebel Council. So dumb. Yeah, the writing in that was awful, but gameplay was good, and I liked the gameplay of Dead Space. So
yeah.
Who's making this? Visceral, so.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
The title's unannounced, though. We don't know anything about it. This isn't the Battlefront game. This is something else.
Yeah, but Battlefront is being done by DICE, right?
Yeah. I'm not happy about that now.
Yeah. That could be bad.
My faith in DICE is shaken.
But...
Apparently their new DLC for Battlefield 4 didn't work.
Oh, the boat stuff?
They launched it first on PS4 and PS3 and it didn't work.
What?
Ended up delaying it on all the other systems.
What's funny about all that is, I guess they've been doing ads on TV, and a friend of mine thought a new Battlefield was coming out because of the way that they're painting it, like it's like naval assault or whatever. He was like, "Oh, there's like a new boat themed Battlefield coming." I was like, "That's DLC, dude." I hear there will be a new Battlefield this year, just not made by DICE though.
Weird.
Yeah, and it's police-based, not military-based, so really weird.
It's like that one Call of War is where it was like...
The cartel.
Randomly, nothing to do with anything that the series is about. Yeah.
It's like that entire series has always taken place in like the West, and all of a sudden, we're going to move it to like modern-day Mexico.
Enjoy.
Dumb. Any other news?
Let's see. Amazon announced Fire TV.
There we go. Ouya 2.
Yes. It sports a game controller and connects directly to your TV. It's a $99 device. It basically is the Ouya.
Yeah, it's an Apple TV, but for Amazon.
Right. Right.
It's cool, I guess.
Isn't Amazon getting all into, like, game...
Yeah, they bought some game developers.
Yeah.
Double Helix, the guys who did Killer Instinct on the Xbox One. And they did something else that just came out. Strider. They did Strider as well.
Ooh.
How is that? Do you play that?
I did not play that. I've heard mixed things. Some people really like it. Some people think it is not so good.
Based off of old Strider, though, right?
Yes.
Which I've also never played, but it looked cool. Killer Instinct, that's free, right? Kind of free.
Yep.
You play it?
Kind of. I did. It's a fighting game.
I'll play with you.
Okay.
I'll press the buttons.
I mean, I'll have to re-download it, but...
You deleted it.
Yeah, I don't play fighting games.
I don't play fighting games at all. That's why it would be interesting to play against each other, because we're both awful.
Yeah, well, I actually have... So Microsoft sent me the premium edition of it. They sent me a code for it just for... I was, you know, you've been a long-time Xbox subscriber...
Oh,
here, have this code for the premium edition of Killer Instinct, which gives you all the characters,
Nice.
So, like, the one that I guess everybody can get is just, there's one free character, and that rotates per month. But I have all 6 or 7 of them now or whatever.
Ooh.
Yeah. It's a ooh. Awesome. Let me get right on that. Yeah. Jeff and I should play, and we should record it, though.
Yeah, just...
Imagine. This is how not to fight.
Right. Just to do not take lessons from us. I just mash on the buttons because I have no idea what I'm doing.
That's pretty much what I do in fighting games.
You're like, oh my god, a combo! How did that happen? Right. What did I push?
Yeah, like kind of do a cool move, and then like you'll spend the rest of the match figuring out how to do that again.
How did I do that fireball thingy? I remember I had friends that were like really big into fighting games when we were kids, and Street Fighter 2 on the Genesis. I would just play with the dude who, like, the big, like, was it Honda or E Honda or whatever? He would, like, big sumo wrestler guy, and he had this one move where his arms would just go in a flurry, and they would reach out, and if he's crouched real low, it was almost impossible to hit him. So I would just back into a corner and do that move over and over again. So it was like back and like the B button, and he would just. So they didn't let me play anymore. Oh, yeah. Fighting games, they suck.
Yeah, I guess I could kind of see why people like them, but whatever.
I like the occasional Mortal Kombat game, but dear God, I could never get into them. There are people who played them obsessively, and I will never understand it.
I can kind of, like, it's the same reason why I like playing, like, Titanfall or Halo or Call of Duty, where it's like you want to compete against, like, other people.
It's like a fun party type game.
Yeah, and with fighting games, like, it's legitimate one-on-one. Like, I am better than you. I beat you.
Yeah, and you can, like, switch off if there's a couple people sitting around, but...
Right.
I'm so bad at them, and I don't like them very much, so...
I wonder if our dislike of them is just because we're so bad at them. Like, if we were good at them, if we would like them.
Well, dude, if you were, like, amazing at them, you'd probably be like, yeah, fighting games are great, dude.
It's just to get good at them, you need to sink so much time. Like, and that's with anything, I guess, but I don't really have time to, like, sit there and learn a character. I spend 40 hours playing as this one person.
It's just, beyond that, it's just not my cup of tea. Like, I like to explore worlds, not...
Right.
I don't know, press a bunch of buttons.
On, like, basically a 2D plane.
Yeah.
Oh.
Sorry, fighter fans.
Yep. We are not the podcast for that.
Yeah.
Anything else?
That was all I had.
I don't see anything else. It sounds like Elder Scrolls Online launches this week, tomorrow, or something like that.
Does it not work? I keep seeing people... talking about it not working.
I have no interest in that game until it goes free to play on the consoles. So, I don't know. People are saying it's not working though. That's
right, they're tweeting like, I downloaded the whole thing and it doesn't work. What is wrong with this?
I'm actually looking over Polygon stuff. You don't know Jack is coming to that Amazon device.
Yes, I saw that.
I want that to come to Xbox One.
Yes, please. Bring that to a real console. Love God. Those games are so much fun.
Yeah. And then Telltale's stuff, The Walking Dead, Season 2, The Wolf Among Us, and Game of Thrones is also going to that Amazon thingy.
System sellers.
Yep. I mean, they're what? Probably gonna be like $5 on that anyway, so.
Right.
Sure. And I just caught this as I was about to shut down Polygon. Lego the Hobbit is going to add content from, I guess, the end of that. As
I did see that. The third movie is not included in the game that's coming out next week.
Is it free DLC? Probably not.
I doubt it.
That sucks. That makes me less excited for that game.
I don't know. We'll see how much content there actually is in the first part. Because it may not matter.
You are right.
Because I haven't felt screwed by any LEGO game so far in terms of content, so I'm not going to...
No, there's always, like, a ton of characters to play as. And
right.
It's almost always very solid in that regard. Jeff, we got some questions?
A couple. Let's see. There's a good one from... I'll go in order. Justin asked, what happened to Don?
Nothing, as far as I know. Tony, he's still alive, right?
I talked to him today. He does exist. What happened to him? In what sense do you mean this?
Right.
Like, what happened to him long ago to make him the way he is now?
That's true. We don't have the answer to that.
I'm not sure. We could have Don answer that question for himself.
I mean, he's been on the show
a couple times this year, yeah. About once a month.
He works a lot, don't he? Works and commutes and whatnot.
His situation just got a lot better because now he works. His commute went down to like 10 minutes as opposed to several hours.
Yeah, he was driving what, like an hour and a half, 2 hours
each way
to work. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ridiculous, dude. Yeah,
3 to 4 hours commute time. That's crazy per day. Like, I would just kill myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just give up.
It's like he didn't have time to do anything. So, he's back now, though. We like Don being back.
Yeah.
So now our website actually gets articles again. It's great.
What else we got? Yeah. All right, this one I liked. Brian, being a smart-ass Brian like he usually is, he asks, a bunch of people are threatening to boycott Perfectly Sane Show until we record another episode of Movie Dudes. Thoughts?
Well, I think that's a complete lie because I'm pretty sure nobody listened to Movie Dudes.
There are, not many people.
Except for maybe Brian.
I think Brian listened to it. Yeah.
So Brian's going to boycott this show until you guys record the other show?
This show, which I'm sure he doesn't listen to.
I'm going to miss you, Brian. I really am. A hangnail.
I don't know. I've thought about reviving it here and there. Like, we did a little bit when we launched the site, didn't we? You know.
Yeah, we did a couple episodes.
Here's the problem with it, is I would have to watch some fucking movies in order to do Movie Dudes.
And you can't get to, like, any sort of, like, pre-screenings or anything now, can you?
Well, shit, I couldn't
in the middle of nowhere.
I couldn't even in Chicago. But even here, if... I wanted to go see, like, a good movie. It's like, there's, like, one theater, and it plays whatever is, you know.
Popular.
Yeah. But, I don't know, maybe we could put together an episode sometime soon. A little reunion show. I haven't been...
We get on, talk some TV stuff, because some good TV stuff just ended, so.
Yeah, there's been a lot of...
Game of Thrones is about to start.
It is, yes.
And Mad Men.
And Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Well, dude, that's like, it's going to be so amazing. Like, two Sunday nights from now to have both of those, like a new episode of each one of those, like, kind of two.
Oh, wow. And you're in the perfect position for that too, aren't you, Jeff? Because you'll watch Game of Thrones and then Mad Men, because they're not on at the same time this year.
Are they not?
No, they have that new... Revolutionary War drama on at 9 on AMC.
Yes.
It's a Revolutionary War drama?
Yeah, it's what the hell is it called? Rise or...
Turn,
yes.
Yeah.
Where it's like, the previews are like America's first spy ring or whatever. I don't know, it looked interesting, but like on at the same time as Game of Thrones, so
problematic.
Yeah,
dude, that going from like an episode of Game of Thrones to an episode of Mad Men, that's just like going from, I don't know, something really good, something else really, really good, different flavor.
I'm just going to leave HBO on after Game of Thrones, because then there's a new comedy called Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It looks pretty funny. And then Veep starts up at 10:30. And I found the first two seasons of that show to be very amusing, so.
Oh, but back to the question, though. I kind of want to do an episode where we talk about the, like, big Oscar movies, because I do plan on catching up on all of them very soon. Like, it's been too long since I watched, like, sat down and I watched a movie.
Okay.
Playing,
where are you going to illegally download them from?
Pirate Bay. I'm planning tomorrow night to watch either Her or Dallas Buyers Club. You got any input on either of those, Chris? Like,
I've heard Dallas Buyers Club is excellent.
I've heard that from everybody. Like, I heard, yeah. I know a bunch of people have seen it, and they're like, dude, it's great.
And I've heard Her is actually really good as well. It's just, I am more interested in Dallas Buyers Club.
I think I have pretty equal interest. Like, those are the two ones I want to see most, but I also want to see Nebraska and 12 Years a Slave and Frozen.
Frozen was very good.
Yeah, Frozen's really good. I just saw that.
Yeah. Also, Frozen, one of the top 10 movies of all time now. That's crazy to think. But
yeah, it's the highest grossing animated movie ever.
That's just, wow. Like, how does it beat, like, Toy Story and shit like that? That's crazy.
Yeah, it just I passed Toy Story good. 3. Yeah, it is it is exceptional. Like, it's very funny. It's just very well written. The music is mostly very good. I liked it. My kids like it a lot.
I'm going to try to watch at least two out of those tomorrow night, because I got the place to myself. Everyone else is going into Chicago. And I have work, so I can't go into Chicago. So
there you go.
Boom. Start knocking them out. Maybe we could.
Have you seen Gravity yet?
Yes. I liked it.
Yeah, I liked Gravity.
I liked it, but I wasn't, like, blown away. Like, it was really technically well made, and it's not a bad movie in any way. And nice and short, you know.
I wonder, you saw it on regular TV, right?
Yeah,
I
can imagine.
I saw it on IMAX in 3D when I went to go see it. I wonder if that, you know, kind of like painted my picture. I'm not a big fan of 3D, but it was really well done in this movie.
Yeah, well, like I think I remember telling you when I saw Prometheus in IMAX 3D, it was like, I don't know, stars work really well in 3D.
Space is a good setting for that shit. And that's what it is most of the time, is shit, so.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, really well-made movie. I don't really have anything bad to say about it. There's not much to the movie. It's just, it's a nice, you know, 90-minute, like, survival movie. You know? I thought it was fun, but I wasn't, like, you know, I wasn't in love with it or anything. But I don't know. All right. We'll see. You see any of the other ones? Like, you see 12 Years a Slave or anything of that?
I have not.
Well, now I don't feel like as bad as Slacker. God damn.
Yeah, Slacker. I think all I saw was Gravity, Frozen, and American Hustle.
You need to see Wolf of Wall Street. That's out now.
Yeah, so I need to make time for it. I heard it's like 3.5 hours long, so.
It's not that long. It's like
3 hours long.
It's 3 hours long. Doesn't feel like it, though. Like, I only watched it the one time, but the one time I watched it, I was, like, very entertained throughout. So, you're in for a fucking treat with that movie. That, like, I mean, out of what I've seen, that was my favorite movie last year, but I saw, like, you know, 5 movies last year. So, not a very good movie, dude. I gotta get back at it.
There are movies coming.
Yeah, but I gotta catch up on all the.
Well, now we're hitting blockbuster season, so.
What's coming?
Captain America opens today.
Yeah.
Meh.
That was very good. I'm not a Captain America fan.
Like, people tell me about the first one. Oh, it's really good. It doesn't matter.
The first one was good. This is way better. And it's not really, I mean, the other Captain America was more like a pulpy, you know, World War II Indiana Jones type movie. Whereas this is more like a James Bondish modern day movie. And Captain America is not the, I mean, he's the headliner, but.
He gets about as much screen time as the Black Widow, right?
Yeah, Scarlett Johansson they're side by side the entire film.
Sold.
And Samuel Jackson has a way beefier role than he did in like the Avengers or any of the other
films. Oh, thank God. I hated him in the Avengers. He's the worst part of that movie.
Because he was just there to, like, stand around and make one-liners. Like,
right. And they're not good. None of them are good one-liners. No. He doesn't have any of the good lines in that movie.
No. He has some good lines in this one. But he's mostly plays himself serious, so. There are some good lines between Scarlett Johansson and Chris Evans. And the other dude that I can't remember his name, but he kind of plays their sidekick.
The Falcon?
Yeah. I can't remember who plays him. Very well done. It's very funny. That movie was
record
fun.
That.
Yes,
God, what
that.
Did you do, Jeff? What did you do?
One other game that I've got to mention that I have played a little bit more of is Peggle 2. And that's what I just did. It's something amazing, amazing skill shot, Peggle 2.
Oh, God.
Don't forget to
upload that shit.
Yeah, upload it so you can watch it.
That's 4 months ago, Jeff.
To watch the ball bounce, fucking, you know, pure
look at that ball bouncing. Yeah, I love watching Jeff's ball bounce. Great.
Who doesn't?
But yeah, I have been playing a little bit more of Peggle. I mean, there's nothing bad I can say about Peggle.
Oh, Peggle's great.
Brian, there's your there's a little mini episode movie news right there for you. We just did for you, buddy.
Yeah, we'll get together. We'll do one. Stop the boycott, Brian.
Zephyr Gamgee asks.
Wait, he's still alive?
I haven't seen him on Twitter in a long time. I don't go on there as much anymore, but he says, what's Jeff's best smelling body part? Oh, it ain't my butt.
I don't know. I bet Fozzie would know.
She got a little intimate there.
Yeah.
I fucking told the story like to so many people. I was probably in Boston and sleeping with this one dude. And I woke up and I'm touching his head. Shit. I still crack up.
Caressing Fozzie's head.
It's just like Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. You're like asleep and you wake up and you're like, what, where am I? Whose head is this? Oh my God, I'm touching Fozzie.
Oh, that's great.
Best smelling body. Usually my neck because I put some cologne on there for you, buddy. So, I don't know. If I ever meet you, Zephyr, there you go.
There you go.
Or I'll put sometimes if I'm feeling frisky. Put a little baby powder on my balls for you. That smells pretty.
I mean, everyone likes your balls bouncing, so.
It's true. Keep them bouncing, Jeff. Keep them bouncing.
I got another question. One more question.
Okay.
Justin, he asked, "What's name your favorite fast food joint?"
Five Guys.
Really? That's your favorite.
My favorite. What's wrong with Five Guys? Did you just insult Five Guys?
I
could get my burger however I want it.
It was kind of hyped up to me, and I went and I had it, and I was like,
"What did you get?"
I got a burger.
What did you get on it? What did you do to your burger?
I got a cheeseburger and fucking fries.
I'm always like, let's throw some jalapeno and some Mushroom.
No, I mean, usually if I go to a place, any place, like a bar or anything, the first thing I'll order is just a standard cheeseburger just to see, like, to test what I think of their food. But this was a burger place, but whatever. I went there and got a cheeseburger. It's not bad or anything. It's just, I don't know. There's way better burgers out there. I think they're Five Guys, but fair enough.
I mean, there are better burgers, but it's a fast food joint. There are better fast food burgers.
Now, they cook your burgers to order there, right?
They do.
I think I've eaten at one once.
Oh, and the fries are really good, too.
Yeah,
I think I remember them fucking up my burger.
Those bastards.
They fucked up your burger? Well, they never messed up mine.
I don't like shit on my burger.
You don't like anything on your burger, right?
Yeah, I mean, like cheese, bacon, but that's it. I think they actually stuck stuff on it, and I was like, I was disappointed.
It must not have been a Five Guys then.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like another one that, another burger.
Like their burgers are all like, you like order the burger and get, like, then you have to decide what you want on it. There's no like generic toppings that.
There isn't?
No. That's how I always ended up with, like, I was like, mushrooms, jalapeno, and barbecue sauce. That's what I put on mine.
It's a horrible combination.
It's awesome. It's delicious.
I'm with you on that joke. Sounds terrifying.
You guys ever have a burger with an egg on it?
No. An egg? No.
I've heard of that before, but no.
It's like, supposedly like a hangover type thing. I don't know. I was at a bar once and this was a couple weeks ago and tried it and,
How did you fix your hangover by just having a heart attack? Like,
I don't know. I mean, I had it at night while I was working on creating a new hangover. but it was like, it was pretty good. Like, it's not a bad thing to put on a burger, but like, somehow it made the burger like 8 billion times more greasy, where it was just like dripping shit the entire time I ate it, and the bun turned all fucking soggy and shit. Oh, man. So, I don't know how I feel about that.
I once had a burger that was served with, it was on a pretzel roll with bratwurst and sauerkraut and mustard. So good.
There was a brat on the burger?
They put brat, yeah, they put a brat on the burger.
Dear Lord. Chris, any...
I only did it once because I'd probably die. You know, if I did that more than once in my life.
It's not Chicagoans eat all the time, man.
Explains a lot, Jeff.
Combo beef and sauce.
We don't have really good fast food restaurants here. But I end up going to local convenience store Wawa a lot. They make like hoagies and meatball sandwiches.
Been to Wawa. Wawa's good.
Yeah, you have Wawa's down there now.
Yeah.
I like them. They bake their bread fresh now, which they didn't used to do. I like that place. They have good blackberry iced tea.
We also always stop at Wawa on the way to Atlantic City.
Okay.
Like a ritual.
Like on your, like once you get into Jersey or?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're like everywhere up here, so.
Wait, what is it called?
Wawa.
Never heard of it.
I don't think they've made it that far west yet. It's like, it's weird because it splits like about halfway west of, in Pennsylvania. Wawa's kind of stop, and it's this other place called Sheetz. I don't know if you have that out your way.
No.
With the Z, right?
Yeah, yeah. I hear they're shitty, but not the same company. But Wawa's like a clean 7-Eleven, Jeff.
Okay.
And they have like, they used to have a full service deli. Like, you go in and order, like, I want a half pound of ham. They don't do that anymore, but they still, you know, make hoagies and other stuff.
And pretty good, huh?
Yeah, meatball sandwiches. They now make quesadillas, which are actually decent. It's good stuff. They have good coffee, too.
They will have hot meatball sandwiches.
Hot meatball sandwich every day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then now everything's ordered on a touch screen, so you just go in, you're like, you can, they give you like 6 different types of cheeses you can choose from. Like, so you want some provolone on that. Then you add some pepperoni. Because adding pepperoni to a meatball sandwich is excellent.
Oh, yeah. Good stuff. I'm really hungry now.
It's fucking 12:15.
I think I gotta go to like, God, what's the place? Potbelly. Got their new pizza stuff.
You guys have Potbellies by you?
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was only a Midwest thing.
What's a Potbellies?
It's a sandwich place.
Hmm.
Oh, they just upgraded their pizza sub. And it's like, now it's like, meatballs and like pepperoni and salami and like.
That actually sounds pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good. There are mushrooms on there too. I love it.
Now it's less good.
I mean, most people take the mushrooms off, but I leave them on there for deliciousness. Then I add hot peppers. You know, you gotta have hot peppers.
It's, I'd say, Chris, if you're, like, traveling somewhere and you see it, I'd try it. Like, Potbelly's is pretty good. I burned out on it because I, like, there was a stretch where I ate it, like, every day after work.
Because
it was, like, right by my work. So, yeah. But, I don't know. They're good. I'd say they're better than fucking Quiznos. Fuck that place.
All our Quiznos shut down here.
Good. The place sucks.
Yeah, they did here, too. They just disappeared. I have one right by me, but everyone, like, downtown where I actually am at lunchtime.
All gone.
I think they went bankrupt or some shit.
No, I still have one. Like, there's one down the block from my house.
Yeah, they closed. Like, they must close a bunch of them.
Yeah, they definitely did. They had some sort of issue.
I kind of wish Subway would just disappear.
Nah, I don't like it. It's not good. It's not good, but, like, it's also not unhealthy. It's like a fast food place, you know?
That's the problem is that I'm always trying to decide between, like, Potbelly and Subway. Only because, I mean, Potbelly tastes better, but Subway is healthier.
Yeah, and...
I have, like, wrestling match in my brain, and then I end up with Potbelly anyway.
Like, Subway's not good. Like, it doesn't, like, taste great, but it's not, like, the worst thing ever.
Right. No, I've had worse. You're right.
It's a generic sandwich.
You feel like if you make the right decisions at Subway too, you can come back with something that's decent.
Yeah.
Like, if the sandwich is bad, it's like, oh, it's my fault, I failed myself. Why did I put that on there?
Well, my favorite fast food place, I'm going to be boring on this.
Oh, you haven't even answered the question yet. I hadn't even realized that.
Well, one of them is Jimmy John's. I like Jimmy John's better than any other sub place, I think.
No, what is Jimmy John's? We don't have those here.
Oh, you don't have Jimmy John's?
No.
I've been to Jimmy John's. We don't have them here.
It's just a sub place, but, like, I find their bread, their bread and just their ingredients in general to be better than any of the other ones.
Oh, yeah.
But if I'm going to go, like, what's my favorite fast food place, I'm going to be boring and say McDonald's, dude. Like, sometimes you just crave that shit. Like, their fucking fries and shit.
I mean, I like McDonald's fries. The rest of it is actual shit. It's actual garbage.
Nah.
God, when was the last time I was at a McDonald's?
Like, their burgers are disgusting.
You know what? Okay, it was 2009. I had just won a poker tournament. It was, like, 11 o'clock at night. I was fucking starving. And there was nothing else open, so I ended up at McDonald's.
Tony, you just won a poker tournament. Where you go next? McDonald's!
That's they were out of fries, too. I was like, you don't have any fries left? What's going on here?
That's the last time you had McDonald's?
Was 2009, yeah.
There's been some changes. There's chicken.
You can change whatever you want. I'm still not going back unless I really have to.
I find them, like, I don't eat them that often, but probably at least once a month.
I mean, I don't particularly like McDonald's food, but since August, I've been going to McDonald's every day because they open one up right outside my office, and I would go there because they had 74-cent coffee.
They have free coffee right now.
Do they? The coffee at my work was awful. Like, They only had powdered creamer, which is gross. Oh.
Yeah, that's not actual creamer.
So I would go to McDonald's and have them actually make me coffee, and I would give them three quarters. but they just bought, like, it's kind of like a Keurig at work, like individual servings of coffee. Mm-hmm. It's not a Keurig. It comes in, like, a pouch, but you pop it in, it spits out a cup of coffee for you.
And, oh, that's what we have.
And they bought us actual coffee creamer, so. Fuck McDonald's. No more coffee from them.
Dude, what about McDonald's breakfast, man?
Oh, no.
That's so bad for you. Oh, God, it's so bad for you.
No, it isn't.
It is awful for you in every possible way.
Egg McMuffin doesn't even have that many calories.
Yeah, it's just gross, though.
Egg McMuffin is not gross.
Sometimes, like, the egg is green.
No, don't say that.
But it is. Like, sometimes it's green.
Jeff doesn't look at it. He just eats it.
It's so good. Like, I remember one Sunday, I don't know how this happened. I'd, like, gone out Saturday night, got wasted. But somehow, I'd, like, randomly woke up, like, Sunday morning, like...
surrounded by Egg McMuffins.
No, like, I woke up Sunday morning, like...
where did these 60 Egg McMuffins come from? What's going on?
Why are they all here?
Why are they staring at me? What did I do?
I woke up in the morning, like, somehow I woke up in the morning, like, probably to take a piss or something, and I saw the clock, I'm like, it's 10:10, I'm like, McDonald's is still serving breakfast. I, like, threw some pants on, ran over there, and fucking bought 5 Egg McMuffins for myself.
Oh my God. How are you still alive?
He's not.
They're like the most healthy breakfast. This thing you could have.
Alright, that's it. I'm looking up the nutritional value of an Egg McMuffin. Here we go.
It's like
most healthy
calories. You can have. It's not bad. Think about it. It's
Egg McMuffin.
It's a muffin and egg.
Nutrition. There we go.
I will take a Burger King croissant sandwich over that. And they're also disgusting, but...
Burger King's gone downhill.
I mean, I'll still take a croissant sandwich over an Egg McMuffin. Wawa also.
I can't believe you guys are haters.
Solid breakfast sandwiches. I mean, not good for you, but tasty. I just don't like that fried egg thing that they put on.
The fake egg.
I don't know what that is. Like,
egg products.
Yeah, it's scary.
It is, but like once you get past your fear.
Past your fear.
I shouldn't have to get past my fear of their breakfast food. Like, it shouldn't scare me.
I guarantee you, if there's people out here in this episode, they're going to agree with me.
Oh, I'm McDonald's, sure.
McDonald's is the shit. McDonald's breakfast is even better.
I do like their milkshakes now that they're not shitty. Like, they used to be like that weird packet stuff.
Well, I wouldn't know what it was, but they used to, like, now they come in, like, a clear fucking cup with, like, whipped cream on top and a little cherry, like, because, like, I wanted, you know, like, I get a milkshake here and there. I went, like, just a couple months ago, I got that, I was like, whoa, this is, like, you know, last time I remember it was just in the cup, you know, like, in the...
Right, yeah, it was just a regular cup, and they put a lid on it, and you didn't know what the fuck was in there. Kind of tasted
regulating,
like, like, maybe this was a vanilla milkshake, or...
Yeah, now it's like, they definitely, I don't know if they changed up how they make it, but they certainly stepped up the presentation.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
So Egg McMuffin probably isn't going to kill you.
See?
That's good.
See?
It's 290 calories.
Told you.
12 grams of fat, which is like 19% of your daily value.
So when Jeff had 5 of them.
But I'm saying for a breakfast, like for a breakfast sandwich, that's pretty, like.
The cholesterol might kill you though, because in one you get 87% of your daily value.
Wow.
So.
Jeff was pushing 400% when he was done.
You also get a third of your daily sodium in one. So, go for that.
I would say though, compare that to like most other things on the menu. Breakfast or otherwise.
Oh God! In comparison to their, I mean, their menu is horrible in terms of like nutritional value.
You could get some apples.
you get some apples.
They smell that.
They will give you apple slices.
I'm just saying, have an open mind. No, I don't know.
I'm not going to open my mind to McDonald's.
I think that they're
might have a heart attack.
But I don't know. There's something about their food, like, you know, that the, you know, it's not quality meat or anything, but somehow, I don't know.
You know that it's not quality meat, exactly.
But somehow, like,
exactly,
like, you put crack in it, something that makes you come back.
It didn't make me come back.
It's not like when I eat McDonald's, usually I'm like, yeah, that was really good. Like, when I go to eat Taco Bell now, and that, like, when I was younger, I thought Taco Bell was amazing. And I swear it's gone downhill in quality. Oh, by the way, speaking of news, Taco Bell breakfast.
Oh, God. Keep that away.
Have you had it?
I want to try the waffle taco.
Yeah, that's the one that they're advertising with the Ronald McDonald people.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's just the one to me, like, that I saw that, like, I'm like, that sounds... But the thing is, like, Taco Bell, man, like, every time I eat it now, I'm always two bites in, and I'm like, this is so fucking gross. Like, yeah. I end up throwing half of it out.
And if you have two more bites, you just end up the rest of the day on the toilet, so.
Yeah. Taco hell. But, I don't know, man. I would try the waffle taco. Just.
I kind of want somebody to try it, just to give us kind of a report on it.
I'll do a Vine video just for you. Send it.
That'll be great. I think that's it. I don't think we have any more questions, so.
Nothing else.
It's going to be light for outside of strategy games.
For like 2 months. Yeah. Dude, it's
so out of strategy games, though, Jeff. Don't worry. We'll have plenty to talk about.
That's great. I almost like want to go to a GameStop every week and just like hope like something magically came out that I never heard of that I want, or I don't know, cause like I guess I could, I mean, I could keep playing what I got. I got good shit. I haven't even beaten Peggle yet.
You haven't beaten Peggle yet?
I've just got to the Gravely Grove. It's like this little dead girl looking thing. Second to last.
Right. You still have to do the celestial stuff, right? And then there's all those challenges.
Right.
I didn't see that.
Yeah,
oh, like...
10 challenges for each level. Some of them are... Some of them are easy. Some of them are a pain in the ass. Like, to hit the speeding ball. Like, there's 3 speeding balls, and you have 3 shots. Hit them. Great. Great, that one's fun. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. We'll be talking to Tony a lot about his strategy games.
I will have to at some point actually play Dead Rising 3 because I didn't do that.
Yeah, you should finish that.
I bought it and I played like an hour.
You should finish South Park too.
I should. I really should finish South Park.
You're right there, man. You're right at the end.
I just feel like I got into a battle that I was, like, over my head with. Like, I forgot which one, but...
Don't forget that you can tap in your teammates, too.
Yeah.
Which I often forgot.
No, I mean, I use Butters through the whole game. Butters for life, like...
I never used Cartman at all.
Yeah, I've never used anyone. I don't think I've ever had to use, like, the only time I ever used anyone but Butters was they forced me, and I don't think you ever have to use Cartman. I don't remember if he had.
No, I don't think you ever have to use Cartman. Or Kyle? I'm not sure if you ever have to use Kyle either. You do have to use Stan. You do have to use,
Kenny, his charm.
Yeah, and the other one. The hell's his name? Timmy. Or Jimmy. Or the one with the crutches.
Yeah. Whichever one that is.
Yeah. Well, so that's
the handicapable one.
Yes, the handicapable, because the other one is actually handicapped. Yeah, so we will be back. Probably talk some more Titanfall.
There's nothing wrong with that.
For months. For 3 days. Dude, it's really like, at least for me, I bought these two games and I won't be getting new games till the end of May.
Wow, that's like 3 months.
I don't think I've ever gone on a stretch like that.
2.5, yeah.
So what you're saying is you're going to find something else to break down on and buy.
I might, but like at the same time, it's like these are all games that you can kind of play the fuck out of. And I also still have, you know, like things I kind of skipped over, like Dead Rising. Like I just bought it with the system and didn't really play it, so.
Yeah, you have stuff to play. And then you clear it up by the time Watch Dogs comes around, and then
yeah, I'll be like ready to go. I don't think I'll beat Dark Souls. Unfortunately, I'm not that manly.
Brian beat it, right?
I don't know how most motherfuckers like beat that game already. Just like they must have just devoted all their free time to it, you know.
Yeah, I was surprised because Brian beat it before Josh, I think, and.
Yeah, Josh plays the fuck out of games, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, he really beats them.
But, you know, at the same time, Josh works a lot now. I can guarantee you that. So.
Yeah. And Wolfenstein's coming. I don't know when that's coming out, though.
I would play that.
Early May, maybe? Might play that. Might give that a go.
It's like one where I kind of wish I could just rent it.
Yeah.
Get the collector's edition, but remember to actually get the game, too.
It's a dumb set. Maybe you can get The Last of Us. Oh, no, you don't have PS4, so. Not that you'd want to spend $60 to play that again.
It was pretty good.
Not disputing your love for the game, but would you really want to spend $60 on a game you just spent $60 on last year?
Nope.
For improved visuals?
No. I would kind of do it for Tomb Raider if I had not just played it, like, a month ago.
Speaking of stuff you played last year that you paid $60 for, and then bought a season pass for, have you played the Burial at Sea stuff?
I played episode 1. I did not play episode 2. I heard episode 2 is, like, way longer and better and shit, but...
So you have that to play, too. You can give us an update on that.
Yeah, I should fucking... That, I, you know...
You love Bioshock.
I didn't really, like, love episode 1 of Burial at Sea, but I've heard that, like, episode 2 is pretty... Like, kind of ties together the whole Bioshock thingy. So, I should do that.
You do that. Tony, what's strategy game of the week next week?
I'm going with probably Hannibal at the Gates, the expansion to Total War Rome 2.
Alrighty, there's that, and I should finish up Infamous, so there's that. We'll have stuff to talk about. Fozzie will be back, and then maybe we'll get Don on. So
I will.
He's always playing something goofy.
I'll try to play Burial at Sea Part 2 for you all. Give you my thoughts.
There we go. Alright, we will be back next week. Say goodnight, Jeff.
Goodnight, Jeff. I love you.